The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Thursday, October 12, 2023. Cuba advocated at the United Nations for making visible the impact of unilateral coercive measures on human rights during the dialogue with the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Türk. The island's alternate permanent representative to the UN, Yuri Gala, recalled that the promotion and protection of all human rights must be guided by the principles of impartiality, objectivity and non-selectivity, and the spirit of dialogue and cooperation. The United Nations human rights system, including the Office of the High Commissioner, must contribute to addressing this issue on an objective, impartial, and non-discriminatory basis. Otherwise, it will be delegitimized, he said. The Cuban diplomat recalled the blockade imposed by the United States on his country as a clear example of the negative impact on human rights caused by unilateral coercive measures that violate the Charter and international law. That policy constitutes a massive, flagrant, and systematic violation of the human rights of Cubans and prevents us from having the necessary resources to continue advancing in the promotion and protection of these, he stressed. The Cuban ambassador reiterated his nation's willingness to continue strengthening the traditional cooperation with his office while ratifying support for the High Commissioner's mandate. Cuba is attending in Abu Dhabi as president of the Group of 77 in the preparatory workshop for the first global review on compliance with the Paris Agreement to confront climate change. The meeting of the largest negotiating group of developing countries takes place until October 14 at the Anwar Gargash Diplomatic Academy in the United Arab Emirates. The Cuban delegation is made up of Ambassador Pedro Luis Pedroso, Special Representative to Coordinate the Presidency of the Group, Ambassador Maria del Carmen Herrera, Deputy Director General of Multilateral Affairs of the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and Norberto Escalona, Cuban Diplomatic Representative to the United Arab Emirates. The United Arab Emirates will host from November 30 to December 12 the Conference of the Parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change. Numerous consultation meetings are organized in the country and in other nations before the important forum. An exhibition of 16 Cuban paintings is on display at Villa Brivio Cultural Center in Nova Milanesa, a commune in Monza and Brianza province, Italy, until October 14. According to a note from the Rossi Foundation, the organizer of this project published on arte.go, the exhibition featuring works by José Ángel Rosabal, Carlos Boix, Carlos Martiel, and José Antonio Choi, among other Cuban artists. Cuba's Consul General in Milan, Marcos Hernandez, attended the exhibition's opening and thanked the organizers for this initiative to strengthen ties between the two peoples. The Council of State of the Republic of Cuba decided to postpone to the first quarter of 2024 the first process of accountability of delegates to the Municipal Assemblies of People's Power in the 18th term, which was scheduled to take place between October 15 and November 30, by decision. The National Assembly of People's Power informs on its website that the decision is in response to the situation the country is going through with electricity generation problems, with fuel and the affectation of vital services for the population, which could cause disruptions to the fulfillment of the objectives of the aforementioned process. The communication adds that in order to make up for this exercise, the presidents of the assemblies of the people's power in each municipality will establish the necessary coordination so that during the remainder of this year, the delegates whose activities allow it are released from the work duties and together with the political, mass, and social organizations increase their link and permanent attention to their electors. The diverse cultural events show their mastery during the Cultural Week of Spain in Cuba, which ends in the Havana scene this Thursday, as art remains energetic to sensitize and unite the two nations. Visual and performing arts, cinema, dance, music, literature, and gastronomy captivated those who gathered in emblematic places to enjoy a good concert, a photo exhibition, a dance show, a masterclass, or a film in all its splendor. For 5 days, the Spanish Film Showcase screened films of different styles and trends of contemporary Iberian cinema. In addition to films, lectures, and a masterclass on photo portraits were conducted. The Cultural Week of Spain in Cuba left everyone with high emotions and the conviction that art, beyond beliefs, political positions, or preferences, captivates and calls people to love and create bonds of brotherhood among nations. And in the international agenda, we have that the president-elect of Guatemala, Bernardo Arevalo, blamed the outgoing president, Alejandro John Matei, for the crisis in the country and called him to stop the assault on democracy. Arevalo of the Semilla Movement Party recalled in a letter to John Matei that the people witnessed for months the attempts to annul the popular will by Attorney General Consuelo Porras, who undertook actions aimed at mocking the people of Guatemala, breaking the integrity of the electoral process, and denying the results of the elections of June 25th and August 20th. Arevalo called the most scandalous point the events that took place last September 30th, when prosecutors from the People's Ministry broke into the headquarters of the Supreme Electoral Tribunal with excessive force, kidnapped the records, walked over, and humiliated the magistrates. He considered that Jean Matei remained silent throughout this process, and when he spoke to the citizens, he did so to offend them and incite violence. Arevalo acknowledged that the protests in the streets have not been about the Semilla movement, but rather about protecting democracy, enforcing the rights enshrined in the Constitution that Jean Matei himself swore to defend. The people of Guatemala have already decided that they want change, Arevalo wrote, and considered that the head of state has in his hands the key that can undo the crisis. Meanwhile, Bolivia and the European Union are analyzing the bloc's investment prospects in the industrialization of lithium, according to Carla Calderón, president of the state-owned company Yacimientos de Litio Bolivianos, YLB. The European Union expressed on Wednesday a high interest to the Bolivian side in investing in the lithium industrialization production chain and agreed on a work agenda with YLB. The ambassador of the European Union to Bolivia, Michael Dotzi, expressed this interest in a meeting held in La Paz, in which the heads of diplomatic legations of France, Helene Rose, Germany, José Schulz, Sweden, Nicolas Weeks, and Italy, Fabio Messineo, also participated. Calderon said that they showed their high interest in being able to invest in everything that is the productive chain for the industrialization of lithium. She highlighted the meeting's productivity on which they already defined an agenda to work on. The Bolivian authorities, she said, feel quite open to the investment possibilities of foreign countries. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.